This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas has had success in the past 4 years attracting wind energy interests to the state. Wind energy is still considered a fledgling industry in the U.S., but a number of wind energy firms have decided to build facilities inside the natural state's borders. Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net recently talked to the president and CEO of Nordex USA, Ralph Seacrest. Nordex is investing, by its estimates, $100 million in wind in Jonesboro. Roby asked Ralph Seacrest about why wind companies seem so bullish on Arkansas.
All right, let's talk about what went into Nordex's decision to locate in Jonesboro. Walk me through the process of selecting Northeast Arkansas for making your major U.S. operations.
It's now about 2 years ago that we took that decision, and we had a 10-month process behind us to make the site selection, and had three locations amongst the finalist communities, one of which was here, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and the other two, one was in Tennessee, the neighboring state, and the other one was in Kansas. And the reason for focusing on the Midwest and the northern part of the South states, southern states, was the location, the center of the wind projects in the U.S., which are Texas, the Midwest, as well as the East Coast, and of course a few projects also in California and the Northwest. So the location is centrally located from a logistics standpoint to deliver the very heavy and oversized components consisting of the blades, which also come from Arkansas, from Little Rock, where we have our supplier, and the nacelle, the machine house, which we put on top of a steel tower to have access to interstates, to have railroads, which we can utilize to bring the things to our customer projects. That is so convenient. Another reason why we were so enthused about the offering that the community here in Jonesboro and Arkansas had to offer us was the support from the Arkansas State University and from the local community college, where they offer technical training. The skill set we are looking for our operations, both on the production assembly worker, but also for service technicians and commissioners, is a background which requires mechatronic skill set that consists of electronics and also mechanical and hydraulic know-how. The training, the apprenticeship that we require for the people that we hire here, that's pretty solid and broad technical basis that they need. And the community college is now working with us very closely in order to establish and already have established training programs that can provide us that basic skill set.
Well, Ralph, you mentioned that your supplier for blades is out of Little Rock. I presume that's LM Wind Power. Tell me about that working relationship. Tell me kind of what you do once you get the blades with your nacelles. When you take them on location somewhere, kind of how does that work?
We have now in our history, Nordex this year celebrates its 25th anniversary, and we are only producing blades ourselves since the year 2000 in Germany and since 2005 also in China for smaller turbines, and LM Wind Power, as they are now operating, LM Wind Power, which is originally from Denmark. They have two plants in the U.S., one here in Arkansas, in Little Rock, as you said, and the other one in North Dakota. And they are the blade supplier that we are using for many, many years. So about 50% of the blades that we are using comes from our own production facilities, and about 50% comes from LM Wind Power. In the U.S., currently 100% of our blades comes from LM Wind Power. The fact that they have also chosen Arkansas certainly shows you that this is a very central, very convenient and interesting location for our industry.
Yeah, obviously you've got to keep orders coming in to keep sales going and revenues coming in. So kind of tell me what market conditions are right now for you guys and tell me if anything's developing.
We're very pleased since we have to report the first major order intake, firm order intake, for next year, which is a 30-turbine project in Pennsylvania, a follow-up, an extension of an existing wind farm that we put into operation in August last year. And those 30 and 100 turbines with a nameplate capacity of 2.5 megawatt each, which means each single turbine can power approximately 700 American homes. That's an order where we will supply the turbines from the Jonesboro facility right here where we are, to Pennsylvania in June, July, August next year. We have other orders which not yet have turned into firm orders because customers are either still working on financing or on the so-called tax equity part, which is very important in the U.S. because the incentives for any investment that goes in the renewable but also in any conventional energy space is through production or investment tax credits. And to get cash out of this to help the project to get built, you need to have tax investors that have the tax capacity so that otherwise would have to pay taxes that then step in and can utilize those tax incentives. And as you may know or have heard in the industry, end of this year, the cash grant is expiring. The cash grant was the possibility to overcome the financial crisis which hit banks, insurance companies, large corporations, so that they fell out from their role as tax investors to then get the tax credit monetized directly from the IRS. So that gives us some push through the end of this year, but still the market is slow because everyone, in particular utilities that we need in our industry as off-takers to purchase the power, they are waiting for some forward-looking and long-term energy policy, which unfortunately the Congress has not yet passed. And we are certainly very interestingly looking to Washington, what the Congress is doing, and when finally, hopefully, they are moving on something which they, in a bipartisan manner now for already 2 years, they tell us and tell, I think, also the public that they think it makes sense to promote this industry, to promote the fact that we can create manufacturing jobs which are highly qualified in the United States, that we bring those traditional jobs back into the States, and that therefore it makes sense to foster this new energy alternative going forward.
Ralph Sechrest is the president and CEO of Nordex USA. The company picked Jonesboro to be home for its U.S. operations. It's one of several wind energy-related firms to locate inside Arkansas in the past 4 years. He talked with Roby Brock, the editor and publisher of TalkBusiness.net. And support for Roby Brock's coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.